Brother Ron about what I was going to preach.
前几天我跟这个庄弟兄谈到啊，今天我要跟大家来这个分享的经文。
He asked me the question, "What do you mean by landmines?"
那我就问他那个什么叫做这个 landmine？ 我们翻着什么？我那个节目单不在我手上。
And I said that those are those things that get in our way that cause us to stumble along the way.
那些东西就是在的，在那个路上，在这个啊，在我们行走路上的阻挡我们啊走路的东西。
So I'll be using that word a couple times in the message today, but I want you to know that they are things that come very subtly and keep us from doing what is right.
有的时候在我们生命中间有很多事情忽然就来了，然后让我们从神那里不走神的道路。
As a matter of fact, this morning, while I was getting ready, I experienced something that would be an example of what I'm talking about.
今天早上当我要到这里来的时候，我就遭遇的一些事情就跟我们今天的讲题有相像的地方。
Each day I work out at a health club before I begin my day.
我在这个每天早上我都到那个运动房去运动来，然后开始我每一天的工作。
This club provides hairspray, deodorant, and then lotion to put on your body for dry skin.
然后在这个运动房里面，他给你有那个喷头发的东西啊，然后给你这个 lotion， 给你那些给你所有的东西。
There was a bottle of lotion with the name of the health club on it.
然后在这里 lotion 就是那个乳液，上面有这个我参加那个健身房的名字在上面。
I watched a gentleman come in this morning and pick that up and put it in his bag.
我看到一个人拿了那个乳液，然后就放到他的包包里去了。
And zip up his bag and walk out.
然后就把那个包包就这个拉上拉链就走出去了。
And I thought to myself, there is an example of somebody who just a little thing stole something, and what would happen if there was something even bigger?
他就让我想到，你看，这里有一位这个绅士，好像蛮绅士的样子，拿了东西拿起来，虽然那一包包那个乳液是很小的东西，但是假如是更大的东西，他就这样拿走了吗？
Although I'm sure that the health club buys it by the gallons and probably won't even miss this little bottle, nonetheless it was wrong in what he did.
你知道吗？我相信健身房一定是买一嘎仑一嘎仑的在这买，那装到瓶子里去。那个健身房也不在乎这一小瓶的东西，但是这种行为是不对的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that everyone has principles that they live by.
弟兄姐妹。我们大家都知道，我们在我们生命中间生活中都有我们生活的原则。
If we had time this morning, we could go by and ask each one of you, what are some principles that you would not violate that are very important to you?
假如我们有时间的话，我会问在座弟兄姐妹们，在你们生命中间，你们中间所认为的原则事情，你们可以一样给我们分享。
Yet at the same time, some things are negotiable and should never be set aside.
有很多事情我们可以去讨论，但是我们绝对说，就是说，睁着眼睛就不看了。
The truth is that whenever Christians compromise their principles, they walk dangerously close to a deadly landmine.
所以这个事实是这样子，假如我们基督徒在生命中间去妥协的话，我们就会碰到这个 landmine， 就是地雷了。
The passage of scripture that I chose to use as a story for the context of our message is found in 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 1 through 11.
我们今天我要跟大家弟兄姐妹分享的经文就是在列王记上第九章第一节到第九节。
We're not going to take time right now to read that passage, but I would encourage you to read that later on during the day.
虽然我们现在这个时候我们不会在这里念这个经文，但是我希望你们今天回去的时候可以去念一念。
Let me summarize the story that is found in that passage of scripture.
让我把这个 列王记上第九章第一到第九节给你摘要一下，来给你啊讲述这些事情。
The story is of King Solomon, and it reveals the terrible consequences of the landmines of compromise.
这个里面所讲的就是所罗门王说到，假如我们要把所有的我们的原则去妥协的话，是有多么的危险，就像碰到地雷一样。
God warned Solomon against alliances with Egypt.
啊，神告诉所罗门说，你不要去跟埃及去订约。
But he bypassed the Lord's instructions to buy horses.
但是所罗门王没有听神的话，他向埃及去买马。
Eventually, Solomon found himself agreeing to an alliance with Egypt and marrying Pharaoh's daughter.
因为他买了马，跟他们有友好的关系，最后他就娶了埃及的公主做他的太太。
It wasn't long before King Solomon took more wives who worshipped pagan gods.
因为他娶了外邦的女子，向埃及的女子来做王后，然后他过了一些，他又娶了很多很多外邦的女子做他的嫔妃。
The result was that when Solomon was old,
这个结果是什么？当所罗门王年纪老迈的时候
，His wives turned his heart after other gods.
这些外邦的女子就把所罗门王的心就完全挪去侍奉外邦的神。
And his heart was not totally devoted to the Lord, his God.
结果所罗门王在他年老的时候就没有全心全意的行在。
Consequently, the nation of Israel became weaker until it was torn apart.
然后这个所有的这个以色列国就变成慢慢的衰弱起来，然后慢慢就分裂了。
Satan's attacks usually are subtle.
这个撒旦的攻击有的是非常非常使你不知不觉来的。
The deceptive power of compromise is among the greatest threats to any believer.
所以这些妥协的话，就是使得我们就慢慢慢慢接着这些看不见的这个危险就到了我们中间。
You might be asking, is compromise wrong?
你就问说妥协有什么错？
Compromise can be beneficial when it promotes cooperation without sacrificing moral values.
妥协有的时候可以把事情做得很好，但是那个不能把我们的这个道德的那个原则舍弃。
Solomon, however, disobeyed God's instructions for his life and the leadership of Israel.
但是所罗门王因为他的妥协，他就没有全心全意的去跟随耶和华神。
The Lord told him,
这个神对他说，
If you will walk before me as your father David walked in integrity and heart of uprightness, doing that which is according to all that I have commanded you, and keeping my statutes and my ordinances.
说你若效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心，在行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章。
And if you do that, I will establish a throne for your kingdom over Israel forever.
如果这样的话，我就必坚固你的国位在以色列中直到永远。
Unfortunately, Solomon chose to disobey God to build the kingdom.
很不幸的，所罗门王在他年纪大的时候，他没有全心全意的跟随神，
which left Israel, ironically, in a heap of ruins.
然后就把以色列国带到濒危这个灭亡的阶段。
The first step of compromise is most dangerous.
平常来讲，第一步妥协的第一步是非常危险的。
When you take one step in the wrong direction,
你第一步走错了方向，
a direction that you know is unwise,
而且你晓得这个方向是不是很智慧的话，
it can lead to ungodly actions and ultimate destruction.
就变成不属走不属神的，然后就会带领我们到灭亡之路。
The enemy's lie is subtle.
这个 仇敌的谎言是非常非常的这个抓不住的。
The enemy might say a little bit of that is not going to hurt you.
仇敌便说，哎呀，你就走偏了一点，这有什么关系？就能偏一点点。
You can handle it.
哦，走偏一点点，你可以掌握这个情况。
However, every time you step across the line, what happens?
但是当你只要走偏了，过了越过线一点点，这个结果是什么样呢？
You endanger yourself in ways that you don't ever realize.
你就把你自己放在那种非常危险地步，你自己都不自觉。
Even a little bit of compromise can be deadly, so don't do it.
所以告诉我们说，一点点的妥协不属走不属正的路啊，然后就会给你带来无穷的后果。
Maybe another question that you have this morning is, what is the nature of compromise?
所以那第二个问题你就问说，那到底这个妥协的这个它的本性是什么？
Concessions and compromise usually begin in a small and significant way.
这个你所有让一点步，一点点妥协，常常是从那么一点点小的地方开始。
So it's easy to underestimate the potential and the damage it will cause.
因为是那么小的开始，就说我们就低估了它的后果。
Compromise isn't usually a huge act of disobedience.
这个妥协有的时候不是那么大那么大的说你不听这个神的命令。
More often it starts as a minor slip in your thinking or your behavior towards God.
常常是那么小小的一步，而且常常是在你的思想中间是那么一点点的偏差。
The slopes become slippery.
你知道吗？那个斜坡就变得更滑起来了。
Each act of disobedience is easier to rationalize.
每一次我们不听神的话，在一点点上面，好像我们都有理由说，哦，这个可以自己自圆其说。
Every little accommodation weakens your conscience.
而且在每一次我们在我自己在自圆其说的时候，我们就是把我们的良知就慢慢变成更软弱了。
And it makes it more difficult to reverse the downhill trend.
然后因为你这样滑下去的话，你就没有办法，你走下坡了就没有办法再回过来了。
Conceding in one area opens you to giving in elsewhere.
你在一点点那个下坡的路上妥协了，然后你就没有办法在大的地方再转回来。
And compromise always leads to defeat.
然后妥协没有疑问的是带你到失败的地步。
Another question you might ask this morning is, what is the consequences of compromise?
所以你第二个问题你就问说，那这个妥协的结果是什么？
Lowering your standard weakens your character.
这个妥协就把你的标准降低，把你的这个所有的这个原则你就慢慢就放弃了。
It hurts your personal testimony.
他就把你自己在每天生活的见证会受到损害。
It hinders your prayer life.
然后他使你在你的祷告生活中间没有办法祷告。
Compromise will also corrupt your thinking.
而且妥协常常能够使你掉进你的那种思路中间。
For example, once honesty has been a benchmark in some form.
因为比方讲本来讲说诚实是最好的一个我们所有的标准。
It becomes easy to stop upholding the truth elsewhere.
然后就你不这样走的话，你就慢慢就不照那样做了。
And finally, you distance yourself from the Lord, becoming totally out of touch with God and His Word.
因为你一步的妥协，慢慢慢慢，你跟神的关系就慢慢慢慢就远了。
In the end, people will regard you as untrustworthy.
因为你这样子的话
，compromisers
看见你就说这个人是不可靠的人了。
Compromisers eventually destroy themselves.
所以妥协 常常就把我们带到死亡的里面。
So let me make a suggestion how to avoid compromise.
让我来给你们一个建议，我们要怎么样来避免不必要的妥协。
Make God's word a standard for your conduct.
我们就要把神的话来做我们的标准。
Never compromise your doctrine.
绝对不能把神的原则来妥协。
And may I say, avoid that at all costs.
然后我们要尽我们所有的能力去来维持它。
Make God's word your standard for every area of life.
把神的话做我们每天日常的标准。
To avoid compromise, begin every day on your knees.
然后我们要就远离这个妥协。在我们祷告中间就去思想这些事。
When you begin the day before God in prayer and meditating on His word,
在你每天起来的时候，在你在神面前默祷的时候
，you dedicate the day to Him.
你把这一天都交在神的手中。
Today we hear in modern technology a lot about GPS.
我们在今天看到现在。现代化的仪器就是 GPS 定位全球定位仪器
Long before modern technology God established the GPS
在这个全球定位的仪器有之前
I call it God's positioning system
我们就讲说这个是神给我们的定位的一套仪器
Inside you, which is the Holy Spirit.
在我们中间心里面是由圣灵在我们中间定我们的位
God's Spirit guides you in the truth and helps you to live in obedience to God.
神的灵能够引导我们做我们日常生活的定位标准
When you start the day with him, you begin with the right heart to avoid the landmarks of compromise.
所以你一天开始跟神在一起的话，你就会在你一天生活中间就躲避那个地雷。
So how do I avoid compromise?
我们怎么样子来躲避那个妥协呢？
Obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道，要很敏锐的对神的所有的对我们的感应。
When you draw
敏感
，When you draw close to a compromise，
当你快要去要妥协的时候
，The Holy Spirit will send you a signal that you need to obey immediately.
圣灵就会给你一个标志，说你小心了。
The enemy will try to tempt you.
而且你的仇敌在那里试探你。
But don't let him.
绝对不要让他能够成功。
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
要听圣灵的声音。
He will never lead you astray.
他不会带你带到迷路的上面去。
What characterizes a Christian who stands firm?
你知道这个做一个基督徒我们有的那个原则是什么呢？
Strong conviction about the Bible.
我们一定要完完全全要跟着圣经去走。
And a steady faith in God's promises.
在我们要神的允许上面，我们要完全的有信实去做。
And a clear sense of direction in life.
然后在我们生命中间就很清楚我们的方向是什么。
Brothers and sisters, it's more important to have the approval of God rather than the applause of others.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？在我们生命最重要是得到神的允许，而不是说靠人的那些拍手。
Let me conclude with three things.
让我来做三点。东西来做结论。
One tiny compromise can set off a landmine.
一点点的妥协就可以把那个地雷就引起来了。
Hold firm to God's truth.
在神的真理上要站坚定。
And when you refuse to compromise and choose Christ, you're sure to experience victory in every area of life.
当你避免妥协的话，而且站在主身上的话，你整个人生就会很照着神去做，很平稳的。
Amen.
Amen.